Good afternoon, Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, with you for this week's broadcast. We are so glad you're here, and I want to thank you for being here with us. We are going to dive right in, right after the shout out to one of my companies, because we all know from previous episodes and that our networking is part of our marketing. The budget for our networking should come from our marketing budget. So with that being said, I want to take this time to talk to you about Metro Brag Bags. We have come into the area in the last 2 years with the goal and the mission to bring a new standard of excellence to event gift bags. What that means for you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, is there is a niche market for you to market, a niche marketing opportunity for your business where you can put your best sample, trial size, full size products or your promotional items into a gift bag that will be hand delivered to attendees at events. That gives you automatic credibility with the people who receive those gift bags, because the host of that event is saying, these people are people you need to do business with. So you increase your exposure, your credibility, and your influence. And I did that backwards. So let's switch that around. You get increased influence, increased credibility, and increased exposure. So add a little ice to your business with Metro Brag Bags. Visit Metro Brag Bags at bit.ly/shopmbb. Get your package this week and you get to buy two, save 50%. So if you buy a 200 count package times two, that would normally be $120, but you only pay $60, because at this point in time, Metro Brag Bags has about 1,000 gift bags they're going to have to put together in the year, coming year, starting in March. So here's the deal. It's only January. Metro Brag Bags needs you. You need the recipients of these gift bags to get to know you. So with that being said, let's move right on into today's broadcast. And I want to thank Flipboard while I'm going forward for being one of our sponsors. We greatly appreciate them. And shout out to Flipboard. You'll hear more about them as the show progresses, so be sure to check them out. So, how to avoid the overwhelm of networking. I was doing some research earlier today because I wanted this to really be relevant. Really relevant. Because if you don't have relevant information, you don't know why you need to do the things that you need to do. So relevant information, as I prepared for this broadcast, I decided to jump over on Eventbrite. I jumped over. I put in business networking. I looked in Atlanta. I looked for the month of February. Now, I'm going to give credence to this. A few of these events are going to be having to do with computer networking. I would say 90% of these events have to do with regular business networking as we know it, and as we're talking about. In February, Eventbrite for the Atlanta, Georgia area has 42 pages of networking events with 20 events on each page. That's 820 business networking events in the Atlanta, Georgia area in February alone. And remember, there's only 28 days in February. If you divided that up per day, and I didn't even think to do that, but I'll do that real quick. It would be just, it's crazy the numbers. I already know from our gift bag services that there is an average of, I believe it's 110 events daily, 110 events or meetings of some size in the 30 county area that's considered the Atlanta region. The ARC considers the Atlanta region. And that's just craziness when you look at the number of events. But here we're looking at 820 events in February alone. That's 29 events minimum daily. Now, if we go back and we decide to do that math and take that 820, and then we multiply that by 12, you've got 9,840 networking events average in 1 year in the metro in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here's the thing. That can lead to a lot of overwhelm. It can lead to you actually being just flat broke. You can network yourself, if you haven't budgeted for your networking, to the point where you don't even have operating funds for your business. So how do you shuffle through 820 events in a month's time? Now, I'm going to go ahead and add to that. This does not include all of the local events that do not put something up on Eventbrite. Most counties and cities have chambers of commerce. They have local networking organizations and different groups, and they're not on there. I would venture to say for every county in the state of Georgia, 50% of them have some form of networking on a monthly basis, possibly on a weekly basis. They all have chambers, and all chambers have some form of networking. So I believe there's 129 or 139 counties in Georgia. So now I just add, for the sake of argument, we're going to throw in another 100 networking events having to do with chambers. If you're a member of the chamber, a lot of those networking events are free. If you're not, you have to pay for them. But if you had to buy a chamber membership, then you would divide that up by a monthly thing for your yearly membership. And that's how much those events cost you. If there's more than, you know how to do that math. That's just simple, common, elementary, third grade math if we're talking about math. So I don't need to go into that. But we're saying just one event per month, per chamber, in 100 of the counties. So now we're up to 920 events statewide. Now, wait a minute. That 820, though, was only in the metro area. So let's break that down. We bring it back down. Let's do the 30 counties in the Atlanta region. So that would be 30. That brings us up to 850. A lot of those counties also have, you know, different cities have different things. Here in Douglasville, we have Douglasville B2B meets every other week on Monday. So, you know, therein is that. A lot of other counties and cities have the same. There's Experience Connections that you're not going to find on Eventbrite. There's eWomen. I'm not sure if Deborah Daniels puts that out on Eventbrite or not. I can't attest to that. I just know there's an eWomen's in the Atlanta area every month. So see, I can name off a whole list of things. Some of them are going to be listed on that, some are not. Great place to, and I would recommend anyone in the Atlanta area, subscribe to Joel's list. Joel Pesky has one of the best mailings out there. Subscribe to Pro Networkers email list and download their app. They have some of the best out there. But at the end of the day, it's still, how do you sort through all the minutia without being totally overwhelmed, without going broke? Because it would really be simple to go broke networking. I mean, if you look at it this way, if you do five $10 networking events per week, one per day, Monday through Friday, times every month, and of course, you may not know this, and a lot of people look at a month as 4 weeks, but that's not true. If you're going to figure out the true average for a month, it's actually 4.333 times whatever you're looking at. So we're looking at five events. That's 21.6. So we're going to say 22 events. So 22 events times $10 each. That doesn't count your gas. That doesn't count any food you might have to buy, any of that. Just, we're talking $10 to get in and network, exchange cards, get to know each other, no frills networking. $220 a month. If you do that every month, $26.40. Now, we did some math in one of the earlier episodes that you can go back to and really get a breakdown of some of the costs that it could come up costing you in the episode, part four of the presentation that talked about free, when free isn't free. So now we're talking about paid networking. So now we add this $26.40 on top of the math we came up with there, which could have been up to $10,000 a year. So let's just say we've got a total cost of $10,000 a year, or let's do 12, because that makes it all of your cost out there somewhere. We're looking at $1,000 a month you're putting into this thing. And if you're not getting your rewards back, or let's break it down even less. Let's just double this amount. We're going to make it even less. So we double this amount. We're going to look at $5,300. We'll drop it. We'll round down instead of up. Make it $100 a week that you need to get in referrals and business to make your networking profitable. So how do you get past that? And I'm going over my time here. But that's okay too, because you need this information. Just like with getting a life coach when you can't get things figured out in your life. Just like when you get to that point in your business and you know you're going to have to get a business coach to get to the next level. You may have come to the place where you know you need a networking strategy. You can't do this on your own. You're out there. It's costing you all this money. You're getting nowhere with it. And you don't, you know, it's just like you're saying networking doesn't work. Well, yes, networking does work, but you have to know how to work networking. You have to be strategic. You have to be intentional. You have to have that strategy laid out so you will know what you're aiming for. Perfect example is, please don't quit networking. Know what you're aiming for. At my last Lunch and Learn, which was the relaunch of our Lunch and Learns, I made this comment in my presentation. Having a strategy is knowing what you're aiming for. And how you're aiming for it. It's like, so you have this strategy and you're a basketball player and you want to shoot three-pointers. Now, North Carolina will tell you right now that having a little extra planning, a little extra strategy in the last minutes of a game can get you to win big if you don't give up. And it was a three-point shot with 7 seconds left on the clock that won North Carolina their last game. They didn't give up. And that's because they had a plan. They had a strategy. So here's my thing. If networking is not working for you, yet you have, especially if you have a non-brick and mortar business, if you're not networking, it's like having a brick and mortar business, but you never turn your sign on. You never turn the lights on, and people don't know you're inside ready for business. If you don't network, they don't know you're open for business. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about why maybe it's time for you to hire a networking strategist and get your strategy in place so networking works for you. Thank you so much for joining us. Please consider supporting this broadcast so we can continue to bring you the information you need to help your life and your business grow in all areas. You can find information to work with me on the description of this episode, but it is bit.ly/RRHbookonline. Go there, book your free 30-minute conversation, and I look forward to having that conversation with you. And I will see you back here next Monday. And thank you again for your support.